ओम हलीम बगला मुखी हलीम फट, 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 ओम हलीम बगला मुखी हलीम फट,
black woman, that jet black woman, best respect that woman, the black woman is God, black woman, that big black woman, you can never check that woman, the black woman is God, mother of the earth, queen of the land, call me mama Duke, watch me expand, swallow up the sun, give birth out my glands. That's what we call a resurrection. I think it's time to turn your lights on. I think it's time to change your white tone. Sneaking up on you just like a python. Isis is really ice tone. We the gods manifest in the flesh, nigga. In the form of double X, nigga. I want my throne back. I set, nigga. I'll burn your shit down. Stop met, nigga. We all waited, debated, anticipated. What's hated, miseducated by both who ejaculated. So now the fakers and ravers and violators and mother nature's haters, cause we born immaculated. So now we changing the orders. We be the total recorders. Removing all of the borders, stopping the slaughter. So I'm calling the daughters from out the pre-mortal waters. With eggs around the waist, call her mommy water. And she gone. Black woman, that jet black woman, yeah, that's respect that woman, why? Black woman is God, black woman, yeah, that big black woman, you could never check that woman, why? Black woman is God, they think I'm gonna stop this fight, when they call me bitch, hoe, and dyke, so I'm saying it loud, right on the mic, stand strong, reclaiming my birthright. Down to no man. Submission never been part of a program. So keep fishing and searching this whole land. No DNA strand. Predate the black bold man. So who was the builders before you? And who gave you suckling and boy you? If you believe in the ultimate sacrifice, the story to Jesus Christ, she had him without you. So to your God for raping war, mama come back to settle that score. Came down to earth long before. Babylon whore, we the my aunt, niece, and that bet, the offset, the nep, the send your mama new. We the socks, man, boss, the amulet, the anuket, the sibling, oracle, hero. We from beyond the sun, moon, and Mars, Sirius, who we be, call me the superstar. G's being me from my set, Tennessee, what's gold around my legs, swinging swords like Ali Ma. And I'm the black woman, that big black woman, yeah. Respect that woman. Why? The black woman is God. Black woman. Oh, that jet black woman. You can never check that woman. Why? The black woman is God. Yo, give praise. Release all the slaves trapped in the cage. Raise the base on blaze, purify the waves, remove the dark days, the vibrations, ready, she owa, true be soa, never was a knower, her name was our owner, self-begotten, never was forgotten, so in the last day, don't be shocked when she shows up, the sustainer, she's the maintainer, call the queen mother, the black womb, the bird, all fibs, stories about ribs, fighting for women's lib, was she that came first, Genesis, is the gene of vice, it's cold and Christ is embedded, can you feel it, the bloodline, divine, whatever time, the mastermind, design is it, my double healing, so why you brothers take it so hard, little egos, battered, bruised and scars, recognize who you really are, the black man on earth, all the sons of God, is she the black woman, yeah, that's it, yeah, yeah, you can never check that woman, woo, the black woman is God.
Okay, ladies, now let's get information.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular, the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh yes, you got to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out. Sauce in my bag. Black. I see it, I want it. Want it. I touch yellow, want it. Want it. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. Own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino alligator. El Camino with a Tito. Sipping Cuervo and Odilla. Sometimes I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Get what's mine. Hey, what's mine? I'm a star. I'm a star. Cause I slay.
Paper. Yeah, baby. It's the Angry Divas, the triple dark dot dot. It's the Angry Divas radio show. The Angry Divas airs live weekdays on blogtalkradio.com at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out our website. That's www.angrydivas.com. Angry Divas. Get it right, boo. This has been another Big House production. The Angry Divas radio show. Radio show. Radio show. Radio show. Yeah, baby. It's the Angry Divas, the triple dark dot.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to today's episode of the Angry Divas radio show. That's right, baby. I am your host with the most, the triple dark goddess, also known as the Diva of Fire. Today is Mercury Returns, and the title of the show is Okay, Ladies, Now Let's Get Information, because I play. Okay, so we're going to talk about something that I posted on my fan page. And I also posted it on my personal Facebook page. You guys know you can check us out. We are on Facebook, Angry Divas, the Black Feminine. Oh, excuse me, I changed it. Damn, look at that. That's an automated response. I just talked about them yesterday. Programmed responses and reactions. It's Angry Divas, the Dark Divine Feminine. Let's give it up for Angry Divas, the Dark Divine Feminine. I've been seeing a whole lot of bitches now talking about the Black Divine Feminine, so I changed my shit from the Black Divine Feminine to the Dark Divine Feminine, because y'all might be black, but you certainly ain't dark. You lack wisdom, you lack gnosis, you lack it all. So let's talk about how to get that, so we can get out of lacktivism and into plenty. So something that I said is that there's no excuse, and I mean this, there is no excuse to not have the things that we desire in our lives, to go into lacktivism and anything like that. So we've got about 90 seconds remaining live on the air before we go into overtime. If you don't call in, you won't hear it until you go back in the archive. So 347-826-9930. I'm going to be with you for another 10-minute talk, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. So I posted this to my page, and I said the following. And I posted it with this awesome quote by Lubos Model, and he said the following. This is a Czech theoretical physicist, an assistant professor at Harvard University, who said this. He says, because the white genes are mutations of the genes of original men of color, and males are mutations of the original females, we can finally answer the question, is God black? The answer is, yes, she is. And so with that, I also said the following. Get information. That's how I heard it. Y'all hear, let's get into formation. No, 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 no. Get information, sisters. Okay, ladies, now let's get information. Learn to hear things more than just one way. Get information on yourself, how to heal, how to start and maintain a business, how to network, how to save, how to invest. Get information, lady. Get information. Ignorance in the age of information is not only a curse, it is proof positive of one's investment in one's own failure versus one's successes. Now, there's all kinds of information out there. It doesn't make any sense for us to remain tight in the bud, hurting, neglectful, any of that. But what I'm seeing is black women, and I'm going to challenge you on this, and you get mad at me if you want to. Guess what? I'm out of fucks to give. Behold, the field upon which I grow my fuck, it is barren completely for you motherfuckers. So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about all of this information out here and how black women are unwilling to part with their coins for it. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of Udemy courses, I teach classes. There are all kinds of sisters out here who are coaches and healers, and nobody is investing their coins in that. I had a sister, and I'm an outer. I'm going to blast you right here on the radio show. She sent me this ridiculous note. I just block her. I really value the services that you provide. I know that it's worthwhile. I know that it's going to change my life. However, I don't have the money to afford it. I'm only making X amount per week. But I value what you provide and what you offer. My guess is that I was supposed to say to her, well, sis, since you're having a hard time, here's a discount or here's a free service. Bitch forgot who I am. She forgot who the fuck I am. And so I just ignored it, right, because I know what it is when a woman posts something like this. Listen, I used to be you. I used to think I didn't have money for shit, too, because I did not value myself. I didn't see the value of spending on myself outside of the bare necessity. So if I needed underwear or something, that was a necessity. But as far as self-development, if it wasn't in the form of a college course, I did not see the value in it in the start. I didn't. I used to be you. It took a while. It actually took for me, there was a sister who was teaching some classes. She offered one free class, and after that, I started purchasing and signing up for her courses, and that's how I began my journey. And I really did. See, y'all say you value the services that other people provide. No, you don't. If you valued it, you'd invest with them. So the same sister who's telling me this story about how she don't have money to invest in the services that she needs to change her life, after she sent me that bullshit email, I look at her Facebook page and she's talking about she's going to Beyonce. Pause. Pause. The healing session she wanted was $97 for two sessions. Beyonce's nosebleed tickets is $500. Let me tell you something. Go ask Beyonce to heal you. Ask Beyonce to help you. Ask Beyonce to set you free. Ask Beyonce to lay her motherfucking hand and twerk over your fucking face. Do whatever it is that the bitch do on her shows that you think is so much more valuable than the information it's going to take for you to be whole. I'm not knocking it. Beyonce shows is powerful. You know, you're paying for like an hour to 2 hours of her time, and her time is probably worth exactly that $500 for that 1 to 2 hours of her time. I'm not knocking it. I charge for my time, too. I'm just saying, where are your priorities? There's a lot of things I'd like to do right now, but I have to prioritize the things that are necessary in my life, and nothing in my life, and this is just my standard, and this is the standard of the gods. I do not expect mortal women to raise themselves up to this standard. You will never do it. Don't even try. But for the gods, our standard is me first. And me meaning, how does this impact my life? Does this bring and add value to who I am? If I sign up for this, is this going to increase my value for the services that I provide, things that I desire to create in my future? You have got to learn to think strategically. When I started my first business, I signed up for a certificate program. Why? I was already a badass at what I knew. But I also knew that that program, that having that piece of paper, that having that extra gnosis was going to enhance the value of what I had to give. And when it enhances the value of what I have to give, that means I charge more for what I have to give. This is not something that black women in particular are coached on or encouraged to imply in their lives. We are not encouraged to apply these simple solutions and these simple methods of self-value in our lives. It's unfortunate, but it's true. We are not encouraged to get information. We do not know the value of it. We don't know the value of ignorance either, apparently, because ignorance also has a value. When you don't know something, you struggle. I was talking to a sister who was building a business, and I said, you know, if you need any help with website development, let me know. I do all my own website work. She thought I was trying to say I would build it for her. No, honey, you can't afford for me to do that. What I'm saying is I will share the information with you so that you can do this successfully and you do not have to reinvent the wheel because somebody else has already done that in your network. There are plenty of sisters who do not appreciate the value of information that women share with them. I shared some information in a group of mine. We're about to close this group, too. We don't do free groups no more because women don't value shit. So I had a free group once, and I posted some information in the group, and the sister, it was contrary to some ignorance. It was about Willie Lynch. She said something about Willie Lynch, and I let her know that is a myth. It is not true. I do not even work from that. That is so lowbrow ignorance, internet kind of chain letter shit that I don't even see the validity of it. And so she said, well, you know, maybe tomorrow we could debate it. I said, no, sis, I don't debate. I teach. You're not going to debate the goddess of knowledge on your knees before the goddess of knowledge. On your knees. I am not going to debate with ignorance. I'm not doing it. I refuse. I refuse. You hear me? I raised the voice. Let me lower the voice back down, because black people tend to think that when a black woman raises her voice, that she's angry, and that means that it's okay for us to not listen to her, right? So let me repeat it for y'all who are sensitive to tone. The goddess of knowledge will never debate ignorance with mortal slaves. It's disrespectful. It's dishonorable of you to even think that you're qualified to debate with the spirit of knowledge and wisdom. It shows a serious lack of appreciation and value of yourself and of the women who possess the spirit, the divine spirit of knowledge and information. And for those of us who are bearers of information, gatekeepers and gateways to information, we have to guard that access very carefully. We have to be very responsible with that for my fellow gods of information. Because the cult of ignorance is very popular, it's very strong, and unfortunately the cult of ignorance means that these women think that they have a right to go toe-to-toe with you, with information, not out formation, not the information that you think is within, but the shit someone else taught you. That's out formation. Information is what comes up in you as a result of you putting something in there, studying, recollections, Akashic memory and record access, information. Okay, ladies, now let's get information, because I slay. We used to adore the dark goddess of information and gnosis. These days, we abhor the dark goddess of information and gnosis. Why? Whatever it is in you that feels challenged by the goddess of wisdom and knowledge, please understand that her purpose is not just to be a know-it-all. She's actually trying to help raise your dumb ass up out of stupidity and into great gnosis. That's the job of the goddess of information. The goddess is with information. She's trying to raise your frequency, and you have to respond to the call, and nobody but you can do that. There is far too much misinformation and willful ignorance out here, and far too many misinforming women and ignorance-based so-called teachers and goddesses and healers out here. There's a lot of it. So I understand it's difficult to know what's actually valuable. This is why you must develop your intuition, why you must develop a trustworthy relationship with yourself, and why you've always got to be making decisions and choices that are in your best interest and your highest good. The more you do that, the more you trust yourself to make good decisions, which means you are not going to be giving your money to these charlatans, robbers, thieves, and fools. I'm Triple Dot Goddess. This has been another Bitch House production, The Angry Divas Radio Show. For anyone who is interested in getting greater information for themselves of the dark goddess of occult knowledge and sciences, magic, spirituality, all of that sort of thing, you know you can contact me, baby, angrydivas@gmail.com, and you can also check out our website. That's www.angrydivas.com. Thank you so much for listening. Y'all have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, baby, for Jupiter Realm. Let's talk about it. Expansion in the goddess. Amazing. Have a great evening.